USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
ICE officers will begin President Trump's promised deportation sweep this weekend, targeting about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders and remain here in the United States. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reacts to the news.
It's about values that the president does not seem to share, and we saw this morning when he announced his heartless raids on families this coming Sunday.
Tropical Storm Barry has formed in the Gulf of Mexico and is moving towards the Louisiana coast. Derek Bays is with the Flood Protection Authority. He talks about some of the precautions already being taken.
We have closed all floodgates on the Mississippi River levee in St. Bernard Parish, and we continue to monitor the situation up and down the river.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Police have an update on a woman who went missing in January. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In Kentucky, a 23-year-old mother of four went missing months ago. Now, authorities believe they may have found her body south of Lexington. Robert Purdy is a spokesman for the Kentucky State Police.
Savannah Spurlock went missing in January, and since then multiple searches have been conducted. In fact, we've been at this residence at least one time.
Purdy is saying that home where the body was found is connected to one of the persons of interest in the case. The woman was last seen leaving a bar with three men back in early January.
House Minority Leader Republican from California Kevin McCarthy is backing the president's latest push to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census.
I think the president has the right to do it. The Supreme Court actually said that. For more than 150 years, this question has been there one way or another in a long form.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
White House Economics Advisor Larry Kudlow says the Trump administration is considering new steps as Iran continues to enrich uranium.
Iran has a rogue state. It's terrorist-sponsoring state. You're quite right. They said they're going to go beyond levels agreed to with regard to uranium, nuclear-enriched uranium, so it's not a good story. I'm not here to break news on that, but I would just say stay tuned.
Kudlow, speaking there on Fox News, was also asked about Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's question yesterday to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell during a hearing on Capitol Hill.
It was Ms. AOC who asked him about the Phillips curve. Why is rising growth and employment and low unemployment bad? Why does that cause inflation and higher interest rates? And Jay Powell says, well, you're right. That thing hasn't worked in decades. Now, I got to give her high marks for that. She got
question.
That out of the chairman. And by the way, that's been my position. That's been the president's position. Strong growth doesn't cause higher inflation and the interest rates. And it looks like the Fed is going to cut their rates. But I'm just saying, you know, nobody in life is all good or all bad. And I got to give hats off. Ms. AOC kind of nailed that.
Retired Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz underwent a third surgery earlier this week for complications from a gunshot wound. His wife says Ortiz is recovering well and in good spirits at a Massachusetts General Hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.